Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In life, we all face trials and difficulties that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and discouraged. However, as believers, we can find hope and strength in the promises of God's Word. One psalm that speaks to this truth is Psalm chapter 3, which reminds us to lift up our heads and trust in God, even in the midst of difficulty. In this devotional, we will explore the lessons we can learn from Psalm chapter 3 and how we can apply them to our lives. We will see that by turning to God in prayer, taking action to overcome our challenges, and holding on to the promises of His Word, we can find hope and strength in the midst of any trial. Join me as we explore this important message titled, The Lifter Up of My Head. Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8.
Psalm chapter 3 verse 1 to 8. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Verse 8. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people.
Life is full of ups and downs, and sometimes it can feel like we're stuck in a cycle of despair. It's easy to lose hope when we're going through tough times. But we must remember that our God is always with us. In Psalm chapter 3, David encourages us to lift up our heads and trust in God. David wrote Psalm chapter 3 when he was running away from his son Absalom, who had rebelled against him and tried to take over the kingdom. David was in a state of distress and despair, but he didn't lose faith in God. He knew that God was his shield and his defender, and he trusted that God would deliver him from his enemies. Will you make the Lord your shield today? In the first two verses of Psalm chapter 3, David acknowledges the reality of his situation. He says, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. David was surrounded by enemies who wanted to harm him, and he was aware of the negative things that people were saying about him. But he didn't let these things discourage him. Instead, he turned to God in prayer and asked for help. In moments of battle, what do? Do you trust God or give up on Him? In verse 3, David declares his faith in God. He says, But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. David knew that God was his protector and his source of strength. He trusted that God would shield him from his enemies and lift him up when he was feeling down. The same way, when we put our trust in God today, He will lift up our heads above our enemies. And raise us up to look down on our enemies. In verse 4, David cries out to God for help. He says, I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. David knew that God hears the prayers of his people and that he would answer his cry for help. David was confident in God's faithfulness and his ability to deliver him from his enemies. What do you do in times of trouble? Do you call on God or resort to crying and wailing? David cries to the Lord and God rescued him. In verses 5 to 6, David speaks about his peace in the midst of trouble. He says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again, because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. David was able to rest and sleep peacefully because he knew that God was watching over him. He was not afraid of his enemies, even though they were numerous and surrounding him on every side. In verses 7-8, David prays for God's intervention. He says, "Arise, Lord. Deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked." David knew that he couldn't defeat his enemies on his own, but he trusted that God would intervene on his behalf. He asked God to strike his enemies and defeat them. The message of Psalm chapter 3 is clear. We must trust in God in the midst of trouble. When we're surrounded by enemies and we're feeling discouraged, we must lift up our heads and turn to God. He is our shield and our defender, and He will never abandon us. There are many times in our lives when we may feel overwhelmed and discouraged. We may be facing financial problems, health issues, relationship troubles, or other challenges that make us feel like we're on the brink of despair. But in those moments, we must remember that God is with us. We must trust that He will shield us from harm and lift us up when we're feeling down. In addition to trusting in God, we must also be willing to take action when we're facing challenges. David didn't just sit around and wait for God to deliver him from his enemies. He cried out to God for help, but he also took steps to protect himself. In the same way, when we're facing challenges, we must pray to God for guidance and help, but we must also take practical steps to overcome the obstacles we're facing. This might mean seeking advice from others, making changes in our own lives, or taking action to address the problem directly. As we take action, we can trust that God will guide us and give us the strength we need to persevere. Another important lesson we can learn from Psalm chapter 3 is the power of prayer. David turned to God in prayer when he was facing difficulty, and he trusted that God would answer his prayers. In the same way, we must make prayer a priority in our lives. We must take time each day to talk to God and ask for His help, guidance, and protection. When we pray, we invite God into our lives and ask for His presence to be with us always. As we lift up our heads and trust in God, we can also find hope in the promises of His Word. Throughout the Bible, we see the faithfulness of God to His people. He promises to be with us always, to never leave us or forsake us, and to work all things together for our good. We can hold on to these promises in the midst of difficulty and trust that God is at work in our lives, even when we can't see it. One promise that is particularly relevant to Psalm chapter 3 is found in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we're feeling overwhelmed and afraid, we can cling to this promise and trust that God will give us the strength and help we need to overcome any challenge. In conclusion, Psalm chapter 3 reminds us that we must lift up our heads and trust in God, even in the midst of difficulty. When we're feeling overwhelmed and discouraged, we must turn to Him in prayer and trust that He will shield us from harm and lift us up when we're feeling down. As we take action to overcome our challenges, pray to God for guidance and protection, and hold on to the promises of His Word, we can find hope and strength in the midst of any trial. May we all lift up our heads and trust in God today and always. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the words of Psalm chapter 3, which remind us of Your faithfulness and goodness even in the midst of difficulty. We pray that as we face trials and challenges in our lives, You would give us the strength and courage to lift up our heads and trust in You. Help us to remember that You are always with us, guiding us and protecting us. We pray that You would give us wisdom and discernment as we take action to overcome our challenges, and that You would use these trials to make us stronger and more faithful followers of You. Help us to cling to the promises of Your Word and to find hope and peace in Your presence. Bless and guide us today in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 34, chapter 35 and chapter 36. And for the evening, Mark chapter 10 verse 32 to 52. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries.
You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.